The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chof, has a very yesodistic suffix in Hilchos Birchos Hamazon, and that is a woman mechuyev to bench midaraisa or not? Is a woman mechuyev midaraisa in Birchos Hamazon if she ate, kedei sfia, if she ate the amount of food that makes her feel satiated, that makes her feel full? And the Gemara goes back and forth, and the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is whether a woman is able to be moitzi a man in Birchas HaMazon. The halacha is that you're only allowed to be moitzi someone in a bracha if you have the same level of chiyuv as the person you're being moitzi has. And therefore, if a man ate kdei sviya, he ate the amount of food during a bread meal that makes him full. It's kdei sviya, and therefore he's chayiv to bench deraisa. Then the question is a woman also chayiv in Birchas HaMazon deraisa, and therefore, since she's mechuyeves deraisa, she could be moitzi him in Birchas HaMazon, because they're both chayiv midaraisa in this bracha? Or do we say that, no, she's only chayiv midarabonon, her chiyuv is only midarabonon, not midaraisa, and she cannot be moitzi the man in Birchas HaMazon? Now, what is the suffix of the Gemara? What's the tzad in the Gemara that a woman should not be mechuyeves in Birchas HaMazon midaraisa, only midarabonon? So this is a famous machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi understands that the reason why a woman perhaps should be ptura from Birchas HaMazon midaraisa is because in the nusach that we say in Birchas HaMazon, we talk about ha'oretz ha'toyva shenosamoch. We talk about the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us, the inheritance and the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, and women didn't inherit a portion in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, says Rashi, the tzad of the Gemara that women can't be mechuyiv, midaraisa, and Birchas HaMazon is because they can't say the words of Al-Oretz HaToyva Shenosanach, and therefore, the entire Birchas HaMazon obviously doesn't really apply midaraisa to women. That's the tzad of Rashi. The Bnei Slavcha did in fact inherit a portion of Eretz Yisrael. That's because they weren't actually inheriting their own portion. They were taking the inheritance of their father. They were just being bo, bi Yerusha, bim Kaimoi, and not in their own merit. And since they were only coming to Yarshin in their father's merit, it's considered as if they got his portion, not their portion, and therefore we never have found a case where a woman yashined a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos takes strong exception to the Shita of Rashi, and Tosfos says, what do you mean? According to Rashi, Kohanim and Levim as well should be potter midarais from Birchas HaMazon. Why? Because the Kohanim and the Levim also didn't inherit a portion in Eretz Yisrael. And since they also weren't Yerusha Chilek in Eretz Yisrael, they too should be potter midarais from Birchas HaMazon. That is the question of Tosfos. Lamais the Mogen Avram explains that the answer for Rashi is that even though they didn't inherit a bona fide chilek in Eretz Yisrael like the other Shvatim did, but Lamais we do find that the Kohanim and the Levim did get the Ori Migrosh, the 48 cities that they were able to live in, and therefore even though it wasn't a full-fledged Yerusha that the other Shvatim got, nevertheless, since they did get something from Eretz Yisrael, they did get the Ori Migrosh, the 48 cities of refuge. Therefore, we do say that they can, in fact, accurately describe in Birchas HaMazon al Oretz HaToyva Shenosanach. But Akoponim, this is the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos as to why the Gemara is mitzadeid that a woman should only be chay midrabbonon Birchas HaMazon and she should not be mechuyavas midrais. The question is, how do we paskin? Do we paskin that a woman is mechuyeves midarais in Birchas HaMazon or only midarabon? So this is a machlekes we show you exactly what the maskon of the Gemara is. And the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon paskins that it's a safek la'alocha. It's a safek la'alocha. And therefore, since it's a safek la'alocha, a woman should not be moitzi a man in Birchas HaMazon if he ate kedei sviya, he ate the amount that's mechayiv him in Birchas HaMazon deraisa, because there's a safek la'alocha, and perhaps she is only mechuyiv midrabanon. Even if she ate kedei sviya It could be she's only mechuyavas midrabbanon, and therefore may suffik a woman shouldn't be moitzi a man in birchas hamazon. Now, there's a very important question that arises from this discussion, and that is, what is the halacha if a woman ate a meal and she ate kdei svia? She ate the amount of food that makes her feel full. And the question is, she's forgot whether or not she benched. She forgot, she's mesupik if she benched or not. And the question is, does she have to bench over again or not? Now the general rule is, when it comes to a suffik d'oraisa, we say suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. And when it comes to a suffik d'rabbanan, the general rule is suffik d'rabbanan l'kula. And that's why by a man, the halacha is, that if he ate kdei svir, he ate the amount that's mechayiv him in birchas hamazon d'oraisa, because it says v'chalto v'so voto v'irachto, and he's mesupik whether or not he benched or not, he's unsure, he forgot whether he benched, the halacha is, he has to bench, suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. But what if he didn't eat a shear that's mechayivim b'deraisa? He didn't eat kadei svia? Then, since it's only a chiyuv derabanan, the rule is safi derabanan l'kul. The question is, what about a woman? If a woman forgot whether or not she benched or not, she's unsure if she's mechayivim b'rechas hamazon, what is the halacha with regards to her benching a second time? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokes between the Shaar Ephraim and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And this is a Yesodis de Gemachlokes. Says the Shaar Ephraim, one could have argued that over here there should be a Svek Sveka, and she therefore should be Potter. Why? You have two Svekas over here. Number one, maybe she already benched, maybe she didn't bench. So number one, it could be she perhaps benched already, and therefore she's Potter from benching again. And even in Tim Salemer, she didn't bench. Maybe she's not mechuyeves bechlal in birchas hamazon midraisa. She's only mechuyeves to bench midrabanon. And if she was only mechuyev midrabanon, the rule would be safek drabanon lekula. She wouldn't be able to bench now again because safek brachos lahakel. She would have to be mekel, and therefore she now has a svek sveka to be mekel. Number one, it could be she already benched, and even if she didn't bench, maybe she's only chayim midrabanon. And by a din drabanon, we say safek drabanon lekula, and therefore she's parted from benching a second time. That is the potential svek sveka that a woman could employ. However, says the Shaar Ephraim, la maisa, she cannot use the svek sveka, and says the Shaar Ephraim, she's mechuyev to bench a second time. Why? Says the Shaar Ephraim, this is not a valid svek sveka. Why? What's the first suffix? Maybe she benched, maybe she didn't bench. Okay, that's a valid suffix. Perhaps she benched, that's one suffix. And even in Tim Salema, she didn't bench. Maybe she's not chayim midraisa. She's only chayim midrabanan. This second suffix, says the Shaar Ephraim, doesn't indicate that she's putter from benching. It just indicates that her chiv is only a chiv midrabanan. Since the second suffix doesn't point in the direction of pattering her from benching, it just tells us that there's a second suffix which would imply that she's only chayiv mechuyev is derabanan, not deraisa. That's not a valid suffix. You need two suffixes to be mekel and to tell you that you're putter. But over here, it's not doing so. Number one, you have a suffix, maybe she benched. And even if she didn't bench, maybe she's not chayim midrash, she's only chayim midrabanan. That's not a valid suffix, because the second suffix is not telling you in any way that she's potter, just telling you that it's only a chayim midrabanan. But weiter, you would have to come on to a new din of suffix midrabanan l'kula in order to potter her, and therefore that's not a good suffix. Rabbi Akiva Eiger disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that no, it is a valid suffix. Because l'maisa, according to the second tzad, that perhaps she's potter because the chiv is only derabanan, soif hayoim, this tzad indicates to you that she's potter based on the rule of safek derabanan lekula. And therefore you do have a valid svek sveka, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Number one, maybe she already benched. And even if she didn't bench, maybe she is only chayim midrabanan, not midraisa. And then we would, again, potter her based on the rule of safek derabanan lekula. Akapanam, this is the svek sveka Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And the question is, how do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah says, he's in the middle. He says, a person cannot tell a woman she's mechuyev to bench, if she's mesupik if she benched, if she ate kadei svia. Because lamaisa, we have a svek sveka of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Normally, we say if you're not mechuyev to bench, then you're not allowed to bench because suffik brachas lahakel. We can't be walking into a suffik of saying a brach levatalo. So therefore, normally you would say don't bench. If you're not mechuyev to bench, you're not allowed to bench. You're going to be maskir shem shemayim levatalo. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. He says hasoymich ala shara frayim lo hifsid. If you want to be soymich on the shara frayim, you want to tell the woman to bench again lo hifsid. You don't lose. In other words, either way, you're safe. You're not mechuyev to bench, but if you want to bench, lo hifsid, you don't lose out. That's the achra of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, we should point out that that's only if she ate kadei sfia. Only if she ate kadei sfia do we say hamavarech lo hifsid, because you have this shara frayim to rely on to be mechayev. But if she ate less than the kadei sfia, which certainly doesn't obligate her midaraisa to bench, then we would certainly say sof derabanan lekula, and therefore she would not be allowed to bench. But if she ate kadei sfia, that's the achra of the Mishnah Berurah, that you're not mechuyev to bench, but hambavorech lehiv.